Bubbles. One of Droopy's favorite things to do is helping Mommy. Mommy is always running around the house and doing all kinds of things. And the house is really big. And there's all kinds of stuff inside, so Droopy gets to help a lot. Right now, Droopy wants to help make muffins because they're her favorite. She even knows where the flour is. It's in one of the cabinets in the kitchen. When she tries to get it out of the cabinet, it gets all over because the bag is really big. And she can't always move so good, and Mommy says, "Look at the mess you've made, go play somewhere else." But Droopy doesn't cry or anything, even though Mommy was loud. Since Mommy won't let her help in the kitchen, Droopy wants to go play with Miss Sweetie. That's her favorite doll, Miss Sweetie. She's her favorite one because she's yellow, and Droopy likes yellow most of all. Droopy's mane is yellow, and so is Mommy. Mommy is yellow all over.
Droopy knows all the colors.
She knows red, and blue, and green, and purple, and especially yellow because that's her favorite. Droopy hopes that Mommy is gonna make muffins today. She likes muffins a whole lot. One time, she ate too many, and it felt sickish. But it's okay because they're still her favorite. Purple muffins are the best, and Droopy likes it when she gets to eat the purple muffins.
Droopy has to stay inside most days. Mommy and Daddy say that Little Pony should stay inside or they can't get lost.
But sometimes they'll take her places too. Like the one time they went to a place where there were lots of ponies. Some of the ponies had on hats, and some were running around with cows and things. But Droopy got scared at all the ponies and started crying. So they had to leave, but she didn't really want to. One time they took Droopy to school too. School was a different big house with lots of other ponies like her. Not big ones like Mommy and Daddy. There was a pony there who was big and looked like Daddy, but he wasn't Daddy. But Droopy still wasn't scared either. Everyone was talking all over, and Droopy got real excited and wanted to talk too. But Droopy can't talk so good. But it's okay because everyone was happy. Then later, every pony got quiet, and the big pony was saying things, and Droopy wanted to say stuff too, but he said no talking in class. So Droopy tried not to say things, but it was a long, long time. And sometimes she forgot, and then she had an accident on herself, and that made her cry, and everyone got loud again. Droopy didn't really like school, but it's okay because she gets to stay inside now. Daddy isn't home most of the time, but she likes when Daddy comes home because Daddy isn't loud like Mommy. Daddy teaches Droopy things too, like colors. Daddy says that Droopy's a Pegasus pony because she has wings. Someday, Daddy always says he'll teach Droopy how to fly. Daddy said that most Pegasus ponies live in the sky, but Droopy doesn't live in the sky because she can't fly. Droopy can't fly because she can't always move so good, and sometimes she can't see so good either. But someday, maybe Droopy will fly like Mommy and Daddy can, and everyone can go live up in the sky with the other Pegasus ponies. He says up in the sky is where they make rainbows, and Droopy wants to see all those rainbows. She'll tell Daddy all the colors she's learned if she can talk good by then. Daddy says Droopy's a Pegasus pony, but Mommy says Droopy's a retard, but Daddy never told Droopy what that is. Droopy really, really likes when Daddy comes home because Daddy is nice and plays with Droopy and talks to Droopy, but Mommy always says, "Droopy, go play somewhere else." Mommy's always doing things like cleaning and things, and even though Droopy tries to help, she makes a mess sometimes because she can't move so good. And Mommy cries sometimes too, and then Mommy has to take medicine to make her stop crying. Droopy cries sometimes, but she doesn't need medicine. But today, Mommy is happy, and Droopy is happy, and Miss Sweetie is happy. And when Droopy smells muffin smell, Droopy gets really happy. Droopy runs real fast to the kitchen. She brings Miss Sweetie too, because Miss Sweetie likes muffins, but not as much as Droopy does. And she finds muffins there. Mommy says, "Sit down over there, Droopy," and she does. Droopy puts Miss Sweetie down on the table. She can't eat muffins while she's holding Miss Sweetie. And also, Miss Sweetie tastes a little like yuck anyway. But Mommy grabs Miss Sweetie and throws her into the other room. Droopy wants to go get Miss Sweetie, but Mommy pulls Droopy back. And it hurts kinda, and Mommy says, "No, sit down." Droopy gets mad and swings her hoofs at Mommy, but Mommy hits Droopy in her face, and Droopy starts to cry. But then Mommy puts a lot of muffins down the table and says, "Be quiet, Derpy. Look, muffins." And Mommy is smiling, so Derpy doesn't cry and she gets muffins, so it's okay. Mommy pushes all the muffins in front of Derpy and says, "Have as many as you like." And Derpy gets one really fast. They aren't purple ones, but she still likes them anyway.
She eats a whole muffin all the way, and then gets another one. But she can't finish that one all the way because she already feels a little sickish, and the muffins don't taste as good as the purple ones. Mommy says, "What's wrong? You're not done already, are you? Can't you finish at least one more?" And she pushes more muffins in front of Derpy, but Derpy is already sickish, and she wants to go play with Miss Sweetie now.
Derpy tries to play with Miss Sweetie, but she feels real sickish now, so she just takes Miss Sweetie over by the window and watches the sky. Daddy says the sky color is blue, and she can see all the clouds and stuff, and even some Pegasus ponies, but not any rainbows. Daddy comes home and the sky is all orange, but Derpy can't see him because she's laying down by the window, because she feels really, really sickish and her belly hurts really bad. She can't even squeeze Miss Sweetie because her belly hurts, and Daddy comes over and nuzzles her and says, "Sweetie, are you okay?" But Derpy doesn't say anything, and she can't cry either, even though it hurts so bad. Then Daddy gets loud, and Mommy gets loud, and Derpy keeps looking out the window. Then Daddy picks up Derpy and goes outside really fast. It hurts so much that she does cry now, and she wants Miss Sweetie, but she's still inside the house. Daddy puts Derpy in her cart and ties her in so she doesn't climb out, but she doesn't want to climb out anyway. Daddy takes her to a place she's never been before, and lots of big ponies in white hats and stuff are around and carrying her all over, and it really hurts her belly, but Daddy is still there too, even though she can't see good right now. They put Derpy on a bed, and it's really cold, and she's crying, and one of the big ponies is making her eat something, and Daddy says, "Sweetie, you're gonna be okay, alright? Just take this medicine. It'll be okay. I promise." And she eats the medicine because Daddy says to. Mommy takes medicine, and it makes Mommy stop crying, so maybe this medicine will make Derpy stop crying, but it's not working now, though. Derpy gets really tired and scared and hurting, and all kinds of stuff happens, and she can't remember too good or see too good either, but she remembers Daddy is there, and she wakes up. It doesn't hurt so much anymore. Daddy's by the bed, and it's all bright and white inside, and she can see Daddy because her eyes aren't bad right now, and he says, "How do you feel, sweetie?" Daddy is gray-colored, and Derpy says, "Sweetie," because that's one of the words she can say good. Daddy nuzzles Derpy in the neck and says, "I love you so much." And Derpy is still really sleepy, and Daddy made her neck wet because he was crying all over. Derpy got to stay in that new place for lots of days, and so did Daddy, but not Mommy. There were lots of big ponies, and even some little ponies. They were all nice to Derpy, and she didn't break anything or make a mess the whole time while she was there, so it was really fun. Daddy said it was time to go home, so they did. When Mommy saw Derpy, she squeezed Derpy and said lots of things. Then everyone, Mommy and Daddy and Derpy, spent all day together. They played together all day, and everyone was really happy and sang lots of stuff, and they even had muffins again. They were purple this time, and Derpy really likes the purple ones. And when it was time for bed, Mommy and Daddy stayed with Derpy the whole night. It was Derpy's most favorite day. Derpy gets up really early in the morning with Mommy and Daddy. I guess it's time for Daddy to go to work. Everyone has food all at the same time today, and Derpy isn't sleepy or anything. And when Daddy has to go, he kisses Mommy, and then he nuzzles Derpy and kisses her on top of her head and says, "Be good, sweetie. Daddy loves you." And then he has to go even though she doesn't really want him to. After Daddy leaves, Derpy gets really sleepy, and she has to sleep on the floor where it's warm because the sun is in the window. Next time Derpy wakes up, Mommy wakes her up.
and says, "Get up, Derpy, hurry up, we're leaving." And Derpy doesn't really know what to do, but Mommy pulls her up, and Derpy grabs him a sweetie before they go this time.
Mommy keeps pushing Derpy to move faster, but Derpy can't see good right now and she almost falls over sometimes.
Then she puts Miss Sweetie inside her cart and gets in, and then Mommy starts pulling the cart even though Derpy didn't get tied in yet. But it's okay, because Derpy has Miss Sweetie, and she's really soft, and Derpy's still sleepy, so she goes to sleep on Miss Sweetie for a little while. When she wakes up the next time even, it's really cold and windy, because they're up high, and Derpy doesn't like going up high. Derpy gets scared when she looks outside the cart because they're high, and also Derpy doesn't know where they are anyway. Daddy usually doesn't go up high when he takes Derpy somewhere. They're up high for a long, long time, and Derpy starts to get really hungry. But she's scared too, so she just lays down on the cart and squeezes Miss Sweetie. And she likes that because Miss Sweetie is warm. There's no clouds where they are, and there's no Pegasus ponies or rainbows either. Then she has an idea and thinks maybe Mommy is taking her back to that nice place that was fun, and maybe Daddy will be there too. After an even longer time, it gets warm again, and Mommy comes over and says, "Get up," and pulls Derpy out of the cart by her tail, and that hurts a little bit, but not too much. Derpy looks around, but it isn't the fun place, and there are lots of trees all over and some grass and even some houses far away, too. She looks at Mommy, and Mommy says, "Come here," and goes to under a really big tree and tells Derpy to sit down under the tree, and then takes a bowl out of one of her bags.
Derpy's happy because she's really hungry, and then Mommy takes a bottle out and puts some stuff in the bowl, but when Derpy tries to drink the stuff, Mommy says no.
So Derpy doesn't know what to do, and then Mommy takes that new thing out of her bag that's pink and colored and says, "Watch this, Mommy's gonna make you some bubbles." And she takes the funny looking new thing and puts it in the stuff in the bowl, and then takes it out and waves it around, and then there's bubbles. They float around all over, and Mommy starts laughing, and Derpy starts laughing, and she's really happy. And then Mommy says, "Now you try," and puts the funny thing back in the bowl. Derpy reaches down and holds the funny thing with her teeth. It's because she can't always use her hoof so good. And then picks it up and shakes her head all over, and then there's more bubbles. Derpy laughs so much, and she drops the funny thing, but Mommy says, "Here, make some more," and puts the thing back in the bowl. Then Derpy grabs the thing again and makes more bubbles until the bubbles stop. Derpy doesn't know what to do, but then she remembers and puts the thing back in the bowl, and then takes it out, and she can make lots more bubbles. Derpy makes bubbles until they're all over. Sometimes there's lots, and sometimes there's only not lots. Sometimes Derpy just likes to watch the bubbles instead of making more. They move really slow sometimes, and sometimes they don't move at all. The best of all is that the bubbles all have rainbows in them. There's more colors than she's ever seen, and sometimes, when she can't see good, there's even more bubbles with even more rainbows. Derpy is still hungry, kinda, and she can't see Mommy or her cart or Miss Sweetie anymore, but that's okay, because there's bubbles and Derpy likes bubbles most of all. The sky is all orange too, so that means Daddy will be home soon. He can make bubbles with Derpy, and they can all eat food together, and maybe Mommy and Daddy will stay with Derpy all night like last time. Someday Daddy says he'll teach Derpy how to fly, and she'll float around like the bubbles. And then her and Mommy and Daddy will all be able to live up in the sky. And Mommy won't cry anymore, and there'll be rainbows, and she'll tell Daddy all the colors.